You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
New benefits for child care providers began this month in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Child Care Bridge program began this month. It replaced Child Care Counts, the federally funded initiative that started during the pandemic. It gave payments directly to child care providers, but it expired at the end of June. Advocates had said if providers suddenly lost that money they had been getting for years, the industry would be pushed further into crisis. Already, costs are high, wages are low, wait lists are long, and profit margins are slim. On average, in Wisconsin, infant daycare costs more than tuition at UW-Madison. In one survey, a quarter of Wisconsin child care providers said without that extra funding from child care counts, they would probably close entirely. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature came up with a deal to create this bridge program. Providers have now gotten their first payments. They're getting about 87% of what they did under child care counts.
Folks, our workforce and economy can't afford more parents leaving their jobs because they can't afford childcare. In 2025, the year of the kid, ensuring we do what's best for Wisconsin kids and the folks and families who raise them is as important as ever.
Evers' office says this month, more than 3,000 child care providers got a total of $8.7 million. That means 126,000 kids across Wisconsin are benefiting from that extra money. The program will disperse $110 million to Wisconsin child care providers over the next year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Two Western Wisconsin legislators are proposing a sales tax holiday for back-to-school shopping. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Under the proposal, the tax holiday would last for 3 days, from the first Friday in August to the following Sunday. These days, the average family is expected to spend almost $150 per student on school supplies alone, just the kind of things that they bring to the classroom and use for their homework. That doesn't count things like new shoes and clothes. If passed, sales tax would be eliminated that first weekend in August on school supplies that cost $100 per item and clothes under $150 per item. It would not apply to things like sports equipment, makeup, or jewelry. The bills will be introduced by State Representative Jenna Jacobson of Oregon and State Senator Brad Paff of Onalaska.
17 states already have sales tax holidays for back to school, including Ruby Red, Texas, our neighbors in Iowa, as well as Blue, Massachusetts. This can be done. It should be done in a bipartisan basis.
The biggest question, will they get any Republicans to sign on?
It is a step in the direction of lowering costs across this district and across our state. They may talk a big game, but as we see when it comes to caring about our bottom line, when time comes to act on these issues, they tend to roll over and focus just on their donors and the wealthiest among us, the special interests who are holding their purse strings.
The bill is circulating for co-sponsorship and is expected to be introduced just before Labor Day. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. A pleasant week is on tap for the Cooley region this week. Highs will be 70 to 75 degrees all the way through the weekend. Our next chance of rain will come Wednesday night with a chance of scattered showers. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Seahawks 20-7 over the weekend. Training camp over now, and the team must decide who will stay and who will be released. Kalen King hopes he's earned a spot as a defensive back. I asked him how he'll spend his time between now and tomorrow's 3 p.m. deadline to reduce the roster from 90 to 53 players.
Spending time myself, going over the film, and At the end of the day, it's not my decision to make, but only thing I can control is what I put on film, and I feel like I did my job today.
The Packers making a trade, sending a sixth-round pick to Philly for Eagles offensive tackle Darian Kennard. Baseball, the Brewers opening a four-game series at home tonight against the Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the team celebrating the life of Bob Uecker.
He had this larger-than-life personality, but if he never said one thing that was funny, and you just judged him as a baseball announcer, especially on the radio, Hall of Fame caliber baseball announcer.
That's Bob Costas with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you haven't heard, Avengers Doomsday is set to premiere December 18th of 2026 with Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom. Yes, that's right. Iron Man is Dr. Doom. According to the Hot Mike podcast with John Roche, revealed that two actors clash after one of them jokingly made a comment that the other found offensive. And the actor that made the joke? Ryan Reynolds. No surprise here. Many big-name actors are set to make an appearance in the movie. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Alan Cumming, Chris Hemsworth, and many more. And here's to hoping Robert Downey Jr. never takes off that Dr. Doom mask. Looking for a binge-worthy show to get you over to the football season? Look no further than Tacoma FD, from the makers of Super Troopers. I already binged my way through it in 2 weeks, and it was a super fun watch. If you like comfort shows to make you laugh, check it out, streaming on Netflix. According to Puberty, Glenn Powell was asked if he's interested in playing James Bond. Glenn responded then with, the role should go to an authentic Brit, and said he could only play Jimmy Bond. Other names that were mentioned to play 007? British actors Henry Cavill and Aaron Taylor Johnson. With those actors, I don't get why Powell was even brought up. There is no official 007 plans yet, but Amazon MGM Studios has taken over creative control. Fantastic Four has been receiving praise since the release of the film. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and has a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. On film-based platform Letterboxd, Paul Walter Hauser, who was Mole Man in the film, gave his own review. Hauser gave the film a 3.5 out of 5, saying, I love the score, the production design, and the performances. I wish they hadn't cut my scene with Vanessa Kirby, but I'm stoked that I got to be in a Marvel movie. First world problems. I'm spoiled rotten to get to act. Happy Madison fans, you're in luck. According to Deadline, Adam Sandler is teaming up with Sean Levy's 21 Laps to develop a feature adaptation of Evan S. Porter's debut novel, Dad Camp. Dad Camp is a heartwarming novel about a loving dad who drags his 11-year-old daughter to father-daughter week at a remote summer camp, their last chance to bond before he loses her to teenage girlhood. Kevin Jakubowski is set to write the script. Jakubowski has worked on projects such as Brickleberry, 8-Bit Christmas, and School of Rock. Are you looking for a new piece of memorabilia? Tobey Maguire's spider suit that has been worn heavily during filming in Spider-Man 2 and 3 is set to be auctioned off on September 4th on Pro Store Auction. According to Puberty, the spandex still contains some of its original foam padding beneath the fabric. Well, if that's the case, you still might be able to smell Maguire and catch his hate for paparazzi as well. The suit is estimated to smell, oops, I meant sell, for $200K. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and pleasant again today. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.